Welcome to this week's Social Spotlight. I'm Phil Malani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media specialist. But you know what, Scott? I don't actually think I need to talk to you this week.
What?
All right, that's much better. Now we're joined by our community connoisseur, Liz Manis. You just started a new Twitter page called @BroncosOffField. What kind of tweets can we expect from them?
Well, Phil, our players spend so much time giving back to the local community, so we want to make sure we highlight their off-field efforts, make sure everyone knows what the players are doing once they leave the facility and are out in the community. This week, Julius Thomas is hosting a book drive to benefit Denver Public Schools Foundations. We'll highlight our weekly high school football game of the week. So lots of good stuff coming from the Twitter account, so hopefully we get some more followers and get the word out.
Okay, great. Thanks, Liz. And make sure to follow @BroncosOffField. And now let's bring Scott Ward back. All right, Scott, thanks for coming back. Sorry we had to get rid of you for a little bit there. But what was this week's tweet of the week?
Well, the Broncos obviously had their first win of the season this past Sunday, and one of the big plays in that game was Raheem Moore interception, and a former Bronco, Brian Dawkins, chimed in, and it was definitely a strong tweet and really got our fans excited.
And clearly Tlaib is fitting in nicely here. He had those Manning socks on Thursday.
Yeah, definitely one of the big stories Thursday at Dove Valley. It was putting your journalism degree to work, I guess, doing a package on socks. But one of the big stories, and he's one of the great characters and a great addition to the team this season.
A lot of vines. Those did pretty well. Okay, that's our social spotlight this week. For Scott Ward, I'm Phil Malani.